And that leaves us time for Shirley here. Hi, Shirley. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I had a routine urine analysis that was positive for nitrite with a lipase esterase of 250 cells per unit and a white blood count of 13 to 29.
So not real high, but still there, yes.
Yeah, it could have been a contaminated urine sample, and I don't have the results of the urine culture, but I immediately started taking the Nanos, as you recommended. But my question is about taking potassium iodide if it turns out not to be E. coli. And 2 years ago, I took SSTI for a bladder infection, 12 to 15 drops every 4 hours around the clock for 3 days, probably several days longer. But I took it with only a small amount of water, less than an ounce, I think. And I think I should have taken it with more water. And a couple of days after that, taking the SSTI, I was scheduled for a routine cystoscopy. And my bladder wall was so inflamed, the doctor couldn't see very much. And you said I should never take SSTI again in case I could develop an allergic reaction. I routinely put SSTI on little cuts with no problems. And I really think my problem was taking the SSKI with so little water that it couldn't flush out, you know, the urine. And my question is, if it is something other than E. coli, could I try the SSKI again?
Yes, ma'am, because you put it on your skin and you didn't have an allergic reaction there that you know about. So Your conclusion is probably right on. You need to put it in a whole bunch of water. And any whole bunch that you choose is fine because it all will go out through the bladder anyway, and that's what kills the germs. So, yes, I think you're okay there, ma'am.
Okay. Any idea how much to start with?
You started with the right amount, ma'am. You started with the right amount, ma'am. Just put it in a whole bunch of water. In other words, what you told me is the usual that gets rid of bladder infections. And by the way, that information comes from Mayo Clinic, no less, back in the 1920s.